We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cam in New York, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oshakadoo.
Hope you're doing well. Wanted to get your take on the Wisconsin-Michigan game over the weekend. I feel like Wisconsin's kind of an overlooked program, and I'm just not sure kind of what's going on with this whole Harbaugh thing. Do you think he makes it to the end of the season? I'll let you go.
Well, I think he'll, he's going to make it to the end of the season. I don't see Michigan firing Harbaugh because he lost to Wisconsin. Now, if he keeps losing to Ohio State every year, they're going to fire him, right? I mean, that's the bottom line, because he's – what is it? They've lost 14-15 to Ohio State. He's never beat them, has he? So he's never beat them since he's been there, and it really is embarrassing at this point. I mean, that's the only game that matters to them. Don't be fooled into believing anything else. I mean, they literally could care less about anything except beating Ohio State. That's all literally they live for. I know people say that's crazy or narrow-minded. It's not. It's true. That's all. That's what you're judged by. Right? Beating Ohio State. And he never does it. So I think he's got, there's a growing swell of people that don't like him up there. And that's a problem for him, I think. So, but look, I wasn't surprised at all. I bet on Wisconsin. They're a better football program. I said it all last week. People think that Michigan's better because of their reputation or their hype or their whatever. They get so much attention, Michigan and Ohio State. But the fact of the matter is Wisconsin gets none. And meanwhile, they're the one playing in Big Ten title games. They're the one playing in big bowl games. They're the one beating good teams. And Taylor, I said all week that he's a monster. And if they don't stop him, they'll win the game. And not only did they win the game, they won the game easily. They blew him out.
Yeah, I didn't think that they were going to absolutely steamroll him, though. I know you were on Wisconsin going into the game, and I thought Michigan would win a close game up there, but I don't think anybody thought they were going to absolutely roll them. I mean, just embarrass them. That's a bad look for Jim now, because Jim's in a spot now where he's got one loss already, right? You watched how Notre Dame played on Saturday night. They're going to Michigan next month. So are they going to beat Notre Dame at home? I don't know. Notre Dame is a better team than them right now, I would have to think. They got the Ohio State game as well. You're looking at maybe three. Who knows? Maybe
I think more Notre Dame and I think Notre Dame and Michigan are close.
Yeah, though I'm not saying close. That it's a given, but I that's a loser. They could lose that game. That's going to be another loss, two losses, three losses.
Do you think that they'll fire him if they lose to Ohio
State again
this year? I don't
think they're ever going to fire him. I think that for him to leave, it would have to get extremely, extremely bad for him to get fired there. The only way I think that he leaves Michigan is if it's under his own power.
So if he would have lost to Army, lose to Wisconsin, lose to Ohio State, would he have kept his job?
I think so.
Still keeps it.
Who are they hiring?
There's no one really that I can think of better.
Who are they hiring?
Haven't they already gone through all the Gary Molars and all these people?
Look, we say a lot about him
Brady
here.
Hoke.
We say a lot about him here, like, and he hasn't won big games there yet. There's no doubt. Hasn't beat Ohio State, loses a game like Saturday here. Who else are they hiring? Is there a better coach available that they would hire? And he's not a terrible coach.
I don't think so.
He's not a terrible coach. He's done it in the NFL, got to the Super Bowl, didn't win it. And he's come to Michigan, and it hasn't happened for him there yet. But I don't think this is I know that they're very pushy up there. And the couple guys that were there before him, you know, after four games, it was get him out. I think that there's going to be a lot more
rope
and patience because he is Mr. Michigan, because he is Jim Harbaugh. And I know he's been there a little bit now, but he's going to get more because he is Mr. Michigan, and that's going to factor into it.
Mafia, do you think they'll keep him?
they might give him the rest of this year, and then they might give him another. But if he has a, if he loses 3-4 games this year, and then loses 2-3 games next year, I could see them getting.
That's all he ever does is lose. Big. He loses 2 or 3 every year.
And that's gonna bite him in the ass eventually. I mean, I don't care how long he's been there, how much they love him. Eventually, he doesn't have the cachet of winning before. And even as good as you were as a player there, your time there, whatever, you have to win in order to stay there. So if you're not going to get those games, they're going to turn on you.
Well, the fans are turning on him already.
This is his fifth year there, okay? He's got 3 10-win seasons before this, 3 out of the 4 years. He's got 3 10-win seasons. That's a lot more than the guys that were there before
that's
him
true.
Were doing.
That's true.
Now, he hasn't won the big games. I get it. A lot of, you know, those 3 10-3 years include Ohio State losses in all of them, obviously. But who else is winning 10 games every single year at Michigan?
It's hard to do.
Exactly. And they're already paying the guy a boatload of money. He is that university.
We've said a million times on the show that they like him and that they can't do better.
He only leaves if he wants to go back to the NFL. It's the only way that he leaves. I don't believe that they'd fire. You cannot fire a guy who's winning 10 games every single year. For who? Who are they bringing in?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation for them because, you know, he wins 10 games, but he doesn't beat Ohio State. So it's a tough decision.
Right.
At some point, there's...
Okay, so would you rather have a guy come in and be 7-5, but maybe he'll beat Ohio State once in a while?
That's what they want.
You'd rather go 7-5 and beat Ohio State once and not go to any good bowl game?
No, they'd rather beat Ohio State than anything else, record or otherwise.
They want to win a national title. That's what they want, but... You got to start small, and starting small with him is he's got to beat Ohio State here. I mean, this has got to happen for him sooner.
Ohio
than later.
State is playing so much better than Michigan right now that I can't even Michigan can't even stay in the same game with them. I think Ohio State will beat their ass.
Right, if you just got run over by Wisconsin, who's a good team,
Army
to put
ran
them down.
Over them.
Right, but you know exactly Army and Wisconsin. What are they going to do? Those two teams are going to run until. You just can't run anymore until their legs fall off. They will run the ball, and you couldn't stop that one-dimensional offense. What's going to happen with Ohio State, who can do anything they want right now?
They can run and throw it.
Their quarterback can do anything, and we can run and throw it, let alone the rest of the team.
It's absolutely crazy. If you were to bet right now on that game, I'm on Ohio State still.
I'm betting it all on Ohio State right now.
I can't take Michigan.
I don't care if it's a 14-point spread right now. I'd still take Ohio State.
I can't take them. I can't take Michigan in right now. From what I've seen, I can't take him. In fact, what he said about Notre Dame going up there and beating him is also very live. That's alive.
I said if he lost to Notre Dame and he lost 3 games.
I'm saying Notre Dame can go in there and beat him.
Absolutely.
And so can Ohio State.
Right, and I'm sure they play Penn State this year too, right? I don't know where that – they got to play one of these games on the road.
I think they play I have it right here. They play at Penn State in like 3-4 weeks on October 19th. And then Notre Dame at home, back-to-back. They're not winning both those games. Do you think? At Penn State and then Notre Dame at home? I wouldn't be surprised they lose both.
They still have, right now, as the polls are at the moment, 5 ranked teams on their schedule still. They
yeah.
still have Iowa, Penn State, Notre Dame, Michigan State, and Ohio State.
Yeah.
Michigan State sucks.
They suck. They're overrated.
I don't care that they beat Northwestern.
They always are rated. They're always rated because they're Michigan State.
Here's what you do know.
They're not that good.
If you're a Michigan fan, you're going to beat Rutgers on Saturday, okay? You know that.
Congratulations.
You know that.
What a rough game that's got to be for everybody, the Rutgers game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.